one 40, one, two, and three. God be merciful to me, and the grace I rest my plea. Plenches in compassion thou, blood out my transgressions now. Number 140, 1, 2, and 3. First, we read to you the Ten Commandments. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Further, we read to you from God's holy word, the Gospel of Luke, the 15th chapter, the first part, Luke, Mark 15. And straightway in the morning, the chief priest held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, Art thou the king of the Jews? And he answering said unto him, Thou sayest it. And the chief priest accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee. But Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Now at that feast he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude, crying loud, began to desire him to be as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered them, saying, Will ye that I release unto you the king of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priest had delivered him for envy. But the chief priest moved the people, that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said unto them, What will ye then that I shall do unto him whom ye call the king of the Jews? And they cried out again, Crucify him. Then Pilate said unto them, Why? What evil has he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord, remember us in thy loving kindness, in thy tender mercy, in thy long suffering. That is the only hope that is left for those that have no hope, and for all those that are waiting to be cut off and sent away forever and forever. Thou hast spared us in the week that lays again behind us, a week of so much tumult and trouble, also in our country. But Lord, in the midst of wrath, thou hast remembered mercy in sparing our president and those that were wounded in that awful condition in which they came so unexpectedly. Thou hast shown to have no desire in the death of a sinner. We are all sinners, even that we are the president of the country, but we have nothing else than sin, and worthy to be cast away out of the holy sight. And that is with all of us. The only thing that we can do in our life, that is to sin against thee, an holy, a righteous, and a merciful God. All that we need from the bottom of our heart, that blood of the Son of God, that washes and cleanses from all our sins. And no rest for the sole of our feet before that blood is sprinkled and applied to our conscience. And that blood that reconciled us with God and that made us whiter than the snow. Lord, that thy word and testimony in preaching, in reading, in catechizing, in instructing, that thy word be used in this Sabbath day for young and old, for great and small. Our life isn't taught, and every moment it can be done. And where the tree falls, there he shall lay, in the north or in the south. Lord, that the seriousness of it was bound upon all of our hearts. Old people, young people, boys, girls, children. By nature, our life is thoughtless, and we are so miserable in that state where we have brought ourselves that we cannot give one thought in our heart. So poor we are. But yours in thy beloved Son, also in this morning and in this Sabbath day under the preaching and reading of thy word, we beg of thee, Lord, let it not be vain in vain, but that it may this deep impression, he must be converted. We are not converted. No. And we can well live under the ministration of the covenant, but we are not in the covenant, then only by regeneration. Oh Lord, preserve us for all the false religions which there are in the days in which we are living, where most of the people is deceiving their poor soul for that great and ever-ending eternity. And what an awakening shall it be to hear, depart, I never have known thee. Oh Lord, bless the preaching and reading in this Sabbath day in our midst, in all the places of thy dominion, for the first time or by renewal. Confirm thy work in the heart of thy people. What is in darkness, bring them to light. What is in bands and captivity, that they be loosed from the bands and placed in the freedom of the gospel, in that freedom that is in Christ Jesus, by the working of the Holy Spirit. Uncover all that is wrong, and that there happens something amongst us, that the devil be ashamed, that thy name be glorified, and that those that cannot talk, that their tongue be loosed and their mouth are opened to speak about the wonders of the Lord. Remember all those that are in the different hospitals. Some were operated and came again back to their home also yesterday. Give me an heart to acknowledge thee for the blessing bestowed upon them. And those that still in the different hospitals, we commend them at the throne of grace, that they acknowledge thy name for the blessing bestowed upon them, and recover, bring them back to the dear ones, and that the Lord shall receive all the praise and honor. But remember that mother that is still laying there, and thou knowest the condition and what she is thinking about of herself. Oh Lord, help, deliver, gladden her heart, and that it all was to the honor of thy name, that mother is again brought in the hospital, strengthen her in those deep ways. And if it can please thee, gladden her heart at the appointed time. An old widow, otherwise always with us, and now for the second Sabbath day bound to the house, so tired and sickly, visit her, prolong her life, if it not can please thee, and give an opening for the soul above everything. A father that was released from the hospital, and so old already in that another congregation, Lord, thou hast gladdened the children so far, but the time is short. Remember him for soul and body. And so many needs and wants, thou knowest everything, we commend at the throne of grace. Maybe some we forgot, but oh, that they not forgotten of the Lord. Because from day to day, there are so many troubles and afflictions in our congregation. Remember them all. Prepare them and us to meet thee in righteousness and peace. Strengthen all thy servants, increase the number, and give also us in this Sabbath day what we need, strength for our body and encouragement for our soul, that we see the King in his beauty, in the state of his deep humiliation. Bless all the labors in the mission fields far and near, that thy kingdom come. Widows, orphans, and widowers, we command them at the throne of grace. And those parents who hope to leave to that day of tomorrow to visit their old father who will become 95 years old, that they come there safely, bring him home at the present time, at the appointed time, and another family who is hoping to come back at the end of this week, we commend them also at their throne. Supply the needs and the wants, and that thy name be honored and glorified, and that all with the pardoning of our sins cast them behind thy back in that sea of forgetfulness, and give one smile in this morning and day, and one word, and one thought, and that we may realize that the Lord is still thinking upon us. For Christ's sake only, amen. One 11. I waited for the Lord Most High. And he inclined to hear my cry. It is 1:11. Beloved congregation, the closer that Christ came to the end of his life, and to the moment that he died on the cross of Calvary, the more that his suffering was aggravated. And in all the sufferings of Christ, then we are realizing that all that was foretold of him in the Old Testament, that it be fulfilled. You know that all the prophets have spoken about the suffering of Christ, and especially the evangelist amongst the prophets, Isaiah, he have done more than any other prophet of old. And also, it must be fulfilled what we read by the prophet Isaiah 53, verse 12. And he was numbered with the transgressors. Thus, it goes deeper and deeper. Not one of the disciples who were with him for 3 years was there more in his presence. And he had trodden the winepress alone. What a deep humiliation. Of course, we tried year after year to say something about it, but we find out more and more that we are so poor that we have no words. And it seems that every year that we come farther from it. But we hope in this morning to say something of the suffering of Christ again. And he was numbered with the transgressors. My text for this morning, that is Mark 15. Now at that feast, he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. Thus far. I placed above my text this morning not Barabbas and Jesus, no, but well Jesus and Barabbas. We see in the first place how Jesus was placed alongside Barabbas. In the second place, Jesus considered inferring to Barabbas, interfering into Barabbas, and then Jesus, instead of Barabbas, given to be crucified. This far. It is only for a moment in the Bible, in the Word of God, that the name of Barabbas is mentioned. And after that moment, then he disappeared. And you hear no more about that man. That had, of course, for us a great meaning. The meaning that is mourning also that we have not to talk about Barabbas, placing him at the foreground. But that Christ have to come on the foreground. That suffering Savior and Mediator. It said here in verse 6, now at that feast he released unto him one prisoner whomsoever they desired. It is very remarkable, congregation, that not with Pentecost and not with Purim feast, but that Jewish people had last week, that they have a custom to release some prisoners. But so far as we know, that happens only with Passover. And now, in all the laws that the Lord had made for Israel and had announced in the midst, there is one thing that is standing above everything, and that is what we read in Psalm 146, verse 7, the last part, the Lord loses the prisoners. That is in Psalm 146. And that is also in Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Now, to discharge people, that was something that took place in the Old Testament. That was a custom. So far as we know in the history, we find not such things in other countries. If you have commentaries in your house, then you shall find it there, that it was only something that took place amongst Israel. First, every 7 years, the Sabbath year, then it took also place that some prisoners were loosed. And those that were and came in poverty and lose their substance, their houses, their substance, they were loosed also and brought back to what they have lost. Then you have also the year of Jubilee, that was every 50 years. Then prisoners who were in the cities of refuge, they received freedom to go out. And then there was an other discharge amongst Israel, and that was when the high priest died. And when that high priest died, then the murderers, they received back their freedom and their liberty. Now, in regard to what we have to consider this morning, in our text it is now at that feast, he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. In the Gospel of Luke, there it written different. In the difference, there is something different in the text. In Luke, it said that they must release somebody. And that is, the meaning is the same as that you find in John 4, verse 4, that you read there that Christ must go through Samaria. He must go through Samaria. And that refers to God's counsel and to God's eternal decree, from all eternity thus. There was in the world never a harder case for the judges as Christ. They have never taught that. Caiaphas, he taught that there's a little thing to condemn Christ. But he found out that that was so different. Finally, they have to hire false accusations. False one that came with lies. And that could not be different because Christ was without original and without actual sin. There was never any guile found in his mouth. The devil, by reason of the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees, they have tried for 3 years to caught Christ. He was sentenced by Caiaphas only against a testimony that he gave that he was the Son of God. And that is no accusation. No. That is one of the fundamentals of our Christian faith. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And now, of course, that Sanhedrin that could well sentence a person, but they have no power to execute that sentence. Thus, that was the reason that Caiaphas, that he delivered that Christ into the hands of Pilate. And for Pilate, was it also the hardest case that he had to handle in his life? In the deepest humiliation of Christ's congregation, Christ had showed that he was the Son of God, that he was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that nobody could ever come behind him to break him down. Christ was standing upon his feet, humbly speaking, as long as he was living. And now, of course, Pilate, he was not concerned about religion. No. He left that in the hand of Caiaphas. But the only thing that Caiaphas have to do, that Pilate have to do, that was of course to search, to examine Christ in regard to all the accusations that they brought in, that Christ did not honor Caesar. In regard to paying taxes and all other things that they had laid before that Christ. It was for the Pilate an awful thing that at first Christ, he answered them not one word. No. He remained silent. And that made that pirate, he was well in hidden, but that made that man more and more afraid. And his hands were tied. Could do nothing. And we see, if we have a right insight in the suffering of Christ, then we see Christ there standing free and Pilate bound. The Pilate, he had done everything to make Christ free. Time and again, he declared for the Jewish people and Sanhedrin, I found no guilt in him. The pilot, he was warned by his wife. She had a dream. And she said, have nothing to do with that righteous man. Stay off with your hands from him. You shall burn your hands. And really that man, finally, he don't know what to do. The Lord is standing above everything. And now in some place of the Bible, there you read that Jewish people came to the Pilate with a custom that they have for years already, on the day of Passover, to release some prisoner. And for Pilate, first of all, that was a certain release. He thought, now I have some. You can see, congregation, that man is always more trying to make himself free and to bring himself out of the troubles. The pilot, he don't know himself and he don't know the people. Och, congregation, but very few people know himself. We are sitting here with a church full of people. And the Lord knows everything, but when I would take this paper, that must be very short paper. Then I think I have still space over. Of people, that is people that know himself. We have a child of God, let I say it in that way. The world and the religion know not himself. No. Nothing at all. Because if we know ourselves, we are crying day and night to the Lord for the blood of Christ. The world, had no knowledge. And the religious people that think that they have knowledge but they are nothing as a fool. And a poor child of God, till the last day of his life, he had to ask the Lord for self-knowledge. If he would die in the afternoon, 12 o'clock, I think he has not to ask 11 o'clock in the morning. Lord, teach me thy way of truth. Thus, Pilate marveled, but we have not to marvel if we know ourselves. We are the same as the wind. We are the same of the leaves of the tree. Because I tell you only a few things this morning, and let that be enough, congregation. Let that not be enough. Some people at this may be well hurt about what I say, but of course I cannot help it. No. I cannot help it. That Jewish people, they came under impression of Christ. 6,000, 4,000, they were eating and satisfied. Few loaves of bread, few fish. Christ was the greatest sufficient that there ever was in the world. He cured the people. He healed them. Cast the devils out. What a wonderful thing. There was one of the servants of the Sanhedrin. He came once back, because it was the duty to court Christ and to deliver him into the hand of that Sanhedrin. And they came back and they had without Christ. Why? Because they said no man had ever spoken as that man did. The hands were tidy. And then the people, some of the Pharisees, they said, the whole world follow him, and our chairs, they become empty. And then once, when Christ entered into Jerusalem, riding upon that ass, there were thousands and thousands of people on the street. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he that come in the name of the Lord. Thus, when it now come to a vote soon between Jesus and Barabbas, I think that Jesus have no vote at all. No vote. Because so the people reveal himself. Well, the votes of the Sanhedrin, well, not all. When there was in Joseph of Arimathea, and there was another one with the name of Nicodemus. And they did not agree. And why did they not agree? Because the Lord himself had chosen wrath for the Christ. This is my friend, daughters of Jerusalem. And on account that it is from the Lord, then it never can change. En er Barabbas, jij was een murderer. Een murderer. Same as that boy that tried to shoot Regan this week. A murderer. And in regard to the word of God, he must die. When we shed the blood of somebody, they have to shed our blood. No room to live. But a murder cannot be converted. Oh, yeah. A person that had done the Son against the Holy Spirit, they cannot be converted. But a murder can still be converted. Hear a murder. How many people did we kill in our life? Maybe you had done not yesterday. Or you are not a murderer. Oh, if you are not a murderer, then you don't know yourself. And now the Bible said a notable prisoner. A notable prisoner. And now they have to vote. Yeah. They have to vote. Yeah. They have already a pencil to write it down. Yes or no? Yes or no? And at the same time, then some of the Pharisees and scribes, they were as serpents amongst the people. Vote for Barabbas. Vote against Christ. And one paper after the other congregation. One paper after the other. Nothing as Barabbas. Is there not one vote for Christ? No. No. You know how that goes when we have you have to vote for your president. But the people in the country that is have papers with them. When it comes over the radio. And then to write it down on the paper. But now, congregation, all the votes for Barabbas, for a murder. For a man that is worthy to die, and not worthy to live. But now I look in heaven. Now I look in heaven. How many votes there are in heaven for Christ. Because God the Father had ook to vote. And God the Father from all eternity, he vote for Barabbas. For Barabbas, an holy and a righteous God, yes. That was his eternal will. And that was in his eternal counsel. O congregation, what shall it be? To despise the blood of Christ. To reject that only Redeemer. That only Deliverer. Because in your dictionary you can find that the word loser, losser, that means unload. Unload. Did Christ say something amongst that voting? No. No. The Father had known him unto him and revealed to him that he had desire in mercy. In mercy. And not in it. Because that was done for me forever. If that was not so, then there was no hope. No. And now I hope, and now from the bottom of my heart, people. Oh, I hope from the bottom of my heart that in this morning that there is sitting people in the church that say, oh Lord, how many that I have murdered already. I have even tried to murder the Lord. We do not want that thou shalt king over us. And now report that is so black, that is so black, congregation, that I am worthy to be cast away and to be cut off. Forever and forever. Jesus alongside with Barabbas. Jesus underneath with Barabbas. But he guilty. He voted in to die on the cross of Calvary. And that for his people that is worthy to eternal death. My soul in silence waits for God, my Savior he has proved. It is number 162, 1 and 2.